At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to this Lions discussion brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. And obviously, they play tomorrow night. We don't need to go crazy on it tonight, but just a couple of minutes. I always love questions like this. You put it on here. What's at stake? My answer was credibility. Not that the Lions aren't good or whatever. Like, if they lose, it doesn't mean they're bad. I'm going to be totally fine. Now, if they go get bombed, that's a different conversation. But the credibility is, look, if they win this game, I think it puts them back to the perch that many believe they deserve to be on. But you have to beat quality to be with the quality. So that's it. But if they look, if it's a hard-fought game, you lose in the fourth quarter, you lose 31-24 or something, I'm not going to shit on the team. I think this is a tough assignment. It's a Monday night in Baltimore. But I tell you, Baltimore's banged up.
Yep.
You know, BK is hurt. The D-tackle loses a stud. Yep. Van Noy's hurt. They got a couple injuries on the offense. Obviously, Isaiah Likely's been dinged up forever.
Yeah, they're fullback. Yeah.
Hey, I like Ricard.
Well, they use him. I know. It's like a big deal.
300-pound dude to catch passes.
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah. Do you believe credibility's on the line?
Yeah, there's always credibility on the line. I don't want to take the air out of the room. I don't think it's defining if they win. This team's won 15 regular season games before. It's encouraging. It's good to win. It's not defining if they win. And a loss isn't devastating unless it's, you know, a blowout or something. You know, I hate to take the significance away from this, but it's just so early in the year. There's no Aleem McNeil. It is in Baltimore on the road. I don't think this is a defining game for the Lions, although you want to win this game and pick up some momentum.
Do you agree, though, if they get flatlined, look bad, if it looks like the Packers 2.0, it's worth a conversation, or yeah, are you just totally dismissive?
Well, yeah, I mean, if they lose by, you know, 20 points, yeah, I'm gonna look at it and go, what the hell's going on here?
They're going to win the game?
I think they're going to lose in a shootout.
I dig it. Okay. I'd be okay. I'd be okay with
because
that.
Because here's again, my thought.
I think they're a good team, so I'd be totally fine with that.
My thought is that the side of the ball I trust is the offense.
Yes.
Week two, I know it was against the Bears, but it looked like the Lions team I had watched before. It was as good as any Ben Johnson performance. It's clear they don't miss Ben Johnson, but I need to see a complete effort. And on defense, I don't know if I'm getting to Lamar. I don't know if I'm corralling Derrick Henry. I don't know if I'm winning a shootout in Baltimore. I expect them to lose, but I want to see him fight.
The game was in December, I'd feel a lot better because, to your point, you'd have more of your D linemen healthy. I'm with you. I think it's a tough spot. All right, let's get a word from Moran Chevrolet, and we're on to question of the week and a Sunday night preview.
September, truck month, Moran Chevrolet, perfect time to elevate your tailgating game at Moran, number one selling Chevy dealer, and best game day start, the 26 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4. Lease one at Moran right now, $349 a month, 24 months. Or the 26 Equinox LT, $279 a month, 36 months. Guys, they got the best deals in town, MoranExpress.com, or you can stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.